You know, when events begin to manifest in our lives and circumstances arise, and one of the things that the devil likes to do is push our buttons. And we have to use wisdom. The Bible says, be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. Meekness is an important part of a believer's life. But it has nothing to do with or has anything related into being a wimp. Hello? You're not to be a welcome mat for the devil. You know, we're to be strong. We're soldiers of Christ Jesus. And we must have the discernment to know when to speak, when not to speak, when to rebuke, and when not to rebuke. We must know when we're to stand bold, and we must know when we're to be like a lamb. That's very, very important. And one of the things I want to talk about tonight, which the Lord gave me, is righteous anger. Now you must understand that the demonic powers get fed off of emotions. Emotions. And there is an area in our life where we have to be careful that people can let something go beyond what it's supposed to. Whether it be anger or even mourning. Somebody could be grieving or mourning for a death of someone. And if it's longer than the period of time, the next thing you know that they have the spirit of oppression on them. And now they have to get deliverance because the spirit's entered. So there is a balance that we must walk in and a discernment that we must walk in to know when it's time to stop or redirect anger. When it's time when we stop the mourning. Do you understand what I'm saying? When we stop. Because if we all go beyond what we're supposed to, it is an open door. Does everybody understand? Would you turn to Ephesians 4? So we understand that because we are made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body, and our soul is made of the mind, the will, and emotions, we know that these are feelings. We must also discern whether there's righteous emotion or unrighteous emotion. In the book of Ephesians in chapter 4 and verse 17, hallelujah, do you ever notice that somebody could be doing something wrong, you know, and you get irritated. Man, you know, especially unrighteousness and so forth, you can get irritated. Well, you've got to go to a point where you don't go beyond, where you hold a grudge, or it's vengeance, or you want vengeance. You can't go beyond that because then you become the target by demonic activity. Amen? And I believe that the reason why the Lord has given us this teaching is because of so many things that we're going to see that we must have the discernment not to go beyond. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17, would you read it with me? This I say, therefore testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind. Now wait a minute. That's talking about walking the ways of those who are in the world. Walking in the ways of those who are in the world. You know, those who are in the world say whatever they feel. And nothing goes their way. They get real angry because they're flesh. Does anybody understand that? And it doesn't mean that a believer can't get into that state. So we must be careful to stay in the spirit and not get in the flesh. And verse 18 says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Ooh, in other words, we talked before about people having a hardened heart. A hardened heart is one who constantly resists what the Spirit is saying. You can't help but harden your heart when you reject what the Spirit says. It's automatic. Instantaneously. That's why we must go to the Lord and repent and keep our heart open. It says, who being past, what?
Feeling,
have given themselves over to lewdness. Now, they gave themselves over to lewdness, didn't they? To work all uncleanliness with greediness. Wow. Did you notice people who are very greedy are very angry? I mean, you know, they're very angry. That's all they're looking out for is me, me, me. The trinity of Satan, me, myself, and I. You know, when they don't get what they want, it's like, rah, 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 rah. They get very angry. And it's because of greed that's in them. And sometimes it's demonic presence that's in them. Majority of the time it is. In verse 20, but you have not so learned Christ. Now, he's talking to believers, isn't he? He said, if you're acting this way, you haven't learned Christ. And something's not right with you. If indeed you have heard Him and have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus. Now, that's powerful. Because what this is saying is that God came in Jesus and taught through Him. Does anybody understand that? He said that, okay, if you indeed heard Him and have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus, because it was God that spoke through Jesus, that you put off concerning your what? Former conduct. Well, what was our former conduct? It was a way of the world, wasn't it? The old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That means walking in the spirit. And that you put on the new man, which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So it's our responsibility to put on the new man. And it's our responsibility to take off the old man. Beat him down. It says, therefore, putting away lying, let each of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Would you say that again? Be angry and do not sin. One more time. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. So, be angry. It's okay to be angry, but don't sin. In other words, he gave you a borderline, didn't he? He gave you a boundary. It's okay to be angry. Now, he's talking about righteous anger. But don't sin. And don't let your wrath go down. In other words, don't go to sleep holding something towards someone. And he's going to tell you why. In the next verse it says, nor give place to the devil. Why? In other words, because it gives place to the devil. Amen? And one of the things that you and I want to do is stop giving place to the devil. We gave him enough place. I mean, you know, he lived in these temples for a long time and didn't pay no rent. Amen? That's why Jesus had to purchase us. He paid the rent for me and you. Hallelujah. Caught us up, paid our debt, and then threw the devil out. And took his place. Hallelujah. Now, the devil's always going to come back. The Bible says that when the spirits leave, an unclean spirit leaves a person, he's going to come back because he claims your house is his. So whatever you've been dealing with, whether it's a spirit of anger, whatever, or lust, whatever it is, believe me, he's going to come back. He's going to access us if we go beyond the boundary, the border. That's what he does. He tries to trigger us, doesn't he? So that we can go beyond. And once we go beyond, he says, okay, move over. And he comes in. Hello? Praise God. So, we see that we don't want to be angry to where it continues on to sin. There's nothing wrong with being angry. So there's a difference between righteous anger and unrighteous anger, isn't there? Okay. So anything beyond unrighteous anger is open door to demonic activity. Does everybody understand that? Praise God. Turn to James 1. Hallelujah. James chapter 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And starting at verse 2. Would you read it with me? Verse 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Now, he says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Count it all joy when you fall, when you drop the hammer on your foot, when you stub your foot, whatever it is. Count it all joy when somebody offends you or you offend someone. Or you say something you shouldn't have said and so forth. Count it all joy when you go through trials. These are trials in our life. God is wanting to know what we're going to do with it. Amen. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get angry. It doesn't mean that something's not going to happen to you. It determines what you do with it. That's what God wants to know. What are you going to do with it? The thing is He does know. He wants you and I to know now. He knows. Believe me. Let's read it again. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Now the patience here is representation of endurance. So, you know, we've heard the saying, iron sharpens iron and all that other stuff, you know. But let me tell you something. It's just a way for us to know what's in us. Have you ever been told no? Did you ever see people react when they get said no? Amen. Depending where you are in the spirit is what your fruit will show right then and there.
Amen.
Where you are is right where it's checked. That's what's written right there. Not afterwards, right there is where it's written. Where you are. No. Not in the spirit. If you go beyond, you open the door for the devil. And then you know what happens? It runs in your head for days and you can't get rid of it. You know why? There's a demon there. Hello? Because you've gone beyond the boundaries. There's a spirit that comes in now. We need to know this. Because the devil is going to try and push every trigger he can. Let me tell you something. If he can't get you to sin, if he can't get you to do something else, he's going to try and push your trigger in anger. You know, but there is righteous anger. And there's nothing wrong with righteous anger. But once it goes beyond, it becomes unrighteous. Is everybody with me?
Amen.
Praise God. It says in verse 4, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Wow. So let this endurance deal with you. In other words, once you've done it, once you've offended yourself, and everyone else around you, you better quickly, I'm sorry, let the blood be manifested and activated by repentance so it doesn't go beyond. Does everybody understand? It is so important. You know how many people hold stuff? You know what the devil says? Well, you're right. You have a right to be angry. And you may have a right to be angry. Hello? You may have a right to be angry, but don't let it carry on to what it should be. You let it go. Lord, forgive me. And I bless that person. And I release that person. Because you know what? That means if you're still holding something, you haven't forgiven them.
Amen.
If you're still holding something, you haven't forgiven them. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be stupid. Because if you know that that individual is that way, now you got to be wise. Now you got to be wise about it, don't you? Amen? You got to know what... It doesn't mean you have to tiptoe around the person. Hello?
No.
But you have to be wise about it because you know what the trigger is. One of the things you have to do is constantly pray for the individual or individuals. You got to know whether you're being used to trigger them.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
So the Lord says, count it all joy. No one said it was going to be easy. Joy is a representation of when you get angry, go back to it. Go back to joy. Okay, come on back. Come on back. All right, you're angry, no problem. Come on back. Let's shake the dust off. Come on back. You know, but we don't want to go beyond what we should. Amen? Praise God. In Psalm 4. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 4. Now, you know, when somebody offends you or gets you angry, your thoughts may be, why you such and such and such and such? How stupid can you be and still breathe, you know? But it doesn't mean that you're supposed to speak it. Hello?
Amen.
You may think it, but you're not supposed to speak it. Because if you don't have dominion over your tongue, someone does. Hello? Why are you such and such? You have a spirit. No doubt. And you need to get prayed for. If you're always looking at criticizing and so forth, there's a spirit there. That's a criticizing spirit, and he's there to cause division. And he loves to shake hands with this Mr. Greed. That's not Mr. Green Jeans, it's Mr. Greed Jeans. Psalm 4. Remember, we're not fighting flesh and blood, are we? Hello? We're fighting powers of darkness. We have a tendency to lose sight of that. Well, I'm just having a bad day. No. There's a monkey on your back. Hello? I'm just having a bad day. Now, hey, you know, there's a difference in having a bad day. I had a rough day today. But I'm not going to be angry about it. I'm going to go through it. Because I know he's faithful. It says, count it all joy as you go through your trials and tribulations. No matter what. I'm going to count it all joy if it kills me. Hello? Do you understand? Count it all death. Amen? Praise God. In verse 3, read it with me. But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him. What? Now look at the next verses. He said, look at. Wait a minute. He's going, okay, he sets apart those who are godly. Right? He hears them. Amen. Well, you know what's going to separate us from being set apart? Look at the next verse. Be angry and do not sin. Hello? Because when you go beyond that anger, it's now sin. Righteous anger is not sin. Unrighteous anger is. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate with where? Within your heart, on your bed, and be still. In other words, be quiet. If you're dealing with anger, shut up. And go meditate and let God deal with you. Don't offend anyone else, because what you sow, you'll reap. He who sows to the flesh will reap corruption. Some of us are still reaping corruption because we can't keep our mouth shut. Hello.
Amen.
Yeah, man, you should have heard what this and what's her. Somebody got it? Yeah, well, I don't like what you said about me, and I don't like what you said about this, and this, and this, and this, and that, and this. Well, the devil just took his place and loaded up his demon bazooka and shot all kinds of darts. Amen? Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be what? Still. Why? So God can deal with you. It's called running to the phone and stop the foam. That's called foaming of the mouth. Verse 5. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. What is he saying? Replace what was going to come out of your mouth with righteousness. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. You know, one time I was watching the news, and they had this woman on there, and her husband tried to kill her. And she somehow got out of it, whatever. And they hit her on the news, and that's all she kept saying, oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. The whole time on this interview, right? And she was this sweet woman, you know. But that's all she kept saying was, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the newscaster was trying to chase her around her kitchen to try and talk with her. And her husband just got done trying to kill her with a knife. Well, see, she was letting the high praises of God come out of her mouth. The Bible says the songs of deliverance, isn't it? Sometimes we need to get delivered from ourselves. Hallelujah. So we know that what will separate us from God is when we go beyond that point of righteous anger to unrighteous anger, it becomes sin. Amen? Amen. Praise God. And verse 37. Psalm 37. I'm sorry. Psalm 37. Hallelujah. Praise God. If there's a verse 37, I want to see it. Psalm 37. Praise be to God. Glory, glory. And verse 7 to 11. Would you read it with me? Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. That means endure. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. So he's saying, listen. You know, some people think, oh, man, I needed to release that. We just caused more harm. Amen. You didn't really release it. Amen. I need to get this off my chest. You such and such. That's not getting it off your chest. That's putting it on somebody else's, but you're going to reap what you just sowed. Amen. And then what does it do? It causes division and strife. Amen? Amen. Go to verse 9. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Oh, hallelujah. You know, somebody who's always angry has no peace. I mean, they just don't have peace. You get around them and you can sense it, man. You need peace. I mean, you know, you can sense it. They come around. They can come in your room. They come in your house. They get near you and it's like, they're like a walking time bomb. You know, you got to look around to see if they've been lit. Because they're about ready to explode. Amen? That's how you tell them by their fruit. Amen. Sometimes you get near them and you hear tick, 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 tick. Hallelujah. So we need to rest and wait. You know why? Because anger only causes harm. That's unrighteous anger. Amen? Now the Bible tells us to openly rebuke when it's time, but we have to be led by the Lord. That's righteous anger, isn't it? There is righteous anger, isn't there? In fact, the angels of the Lord rebuke. The Lord rebukes. He chastens. That's righteous anger. God's wrath's going to come to this world. That's righteous anger. You know. I remember one time I was doing a project, and I had to go to Kinko's. And the weather was rough. It was pouring out rain, and all kinds of things were going on. And they were supposed to have something waiting for me there that was really important, and I forgot what it was. And I had my long black coat on. I looked like the guy out of the Matrix, you know. And I didn't realize this till later. And I walked in there, and all these people were sitting around there. And I asked about something, and a dude turned around and said a wise remark at me. And all of a sudden, I felt this presence come on me. And it was righteous anger. I didn't say a word. The Lord held me. I just looked at this person, looked at this table. Every one of them, they put their heads away. They put their heads away. I didn't have to say a word. I'm telling you, the power of God came upon me where I could have ripped up everyone in that room. In love. I'm telling you, it was powerful. It was powerful. There was no hatred whatsoever. It was just righteous anger, but such anointing came upon me. It was like I could have ripped an animal apart. And I just stood there in the doorway, and all these people looked at me, and they all turned their heads. And I stood there. I turned around and walked out. And I looked up, and I said, "Whoa, Lord, whoa, whoa. That was powerful." And he let me know that same anointing that went on Samson came on me.
Amen.
Wow. Right then and there. I'm telling you, I could have ripped a place apart. But it was love. And my intention, do you understand, it wasn't, you know, if somebody would have came near me, they would have probably been slammed in the Holy Ghost. I wouldn't have had to do nothing. But it was this righteous anger, it was anointing that just came upon me, and it was just powerful. And I understood then what happened with Samson. I mean, Samson had some anger. That man had no fear. A little stupid, but he had no fear. Praise be to God. Oh, hallelujah. So we need to rest, wait. Amen?
Amen.
Don't let anger cause harm. Go to Proverbs 16. Man, I hope he ain't waiting for me when I get home.
Everybody from Kinko's.
Praise God. Proverbs 16, verse 32. Somewhere around there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Would you read it with me? Verse 32. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes his city. So you got to understand, someone who allows their anger to go beyond has no dominion over their spirit, do they? That means somebody else has dominion over them. If you don't have control over your members or parts of your members, somebody else does. Amen? And we need to get this control. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with getting angry. It's what you do with it. Amen? And sometimes you know that there's certain anger that's going to affect you. And some, you know that there's this anger that can hit you that's like, you know what, that ain't right anger.
Amen.
That's not the right anger. You know? And we got to know that. That's not the right anger. And we've got to do something about it instantly and not take dominion over us, but take dominion over that unrighteous anger that's hitting us. Amen? Because even Samson had righteous anger. Amen. And the anointing that came upon him, he ripped up places, man, nothing. I mean, and the problem was he was always getting angry over women. You know, his fights were over women. Somebody took his wife, this other thing, you know, whatever. He was always getting in trouble because he was always allowing an open door into his life, wasn't he? Amen. So he finally lost his power because he lost the anointing in the presence of God. Because he spoke what he wasn't supposed to speak. Hello? He spoke what he wasn't supposed to speak, and God lifted his presence from him. He told Delilah what God had spoke to him. And when he let it go, God's presence lifted. And he was wide open target for the devil, wasn't he? They took him and blinded him, didn't they? That's what usually happens. We get blinded. That's the first thing the devil wants to do is blind you. If he can blind you, then he can lead you. Once he can lead you, he can do anything he wants to you because you're looking everywhere else. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. So, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. Hallelujah. And he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. You know how many guys are in jail because of domestic violence? It's incredible. Domestic violence. But it happens. You know, it happens. Because they get caught up, whatever, in a relationship. You know, let me share it with you. Jealousy, oh, they love shaking hands with anger. Hatred and so forth. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Go to Ecclesiastes 7. Hallelujah. In verse 8. Would you read it with me? The end, 7:8. 7:8. The end of a thing is better than its beginning. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. Do not say, why were the former days better than these? For you do not inquire wisely concerning this. You know how many times the devil tells you it's greener on the other side? You know, once you start something, things are going beautiful. Yeah, man, this is great. I love it. All right. Yeah, things are great. Then something doesn't go your way. Amen. Man, this ain't for me. The devil starts telling you it's greener on the other side. And he's telling you, he's putting the blinders on already. And what he starts doing is preparing you to get triggered.
Amen.
That's what he does. He starts preparing you to get triggered. Then you look for the excuse to get triggered so that you can run from the will of God. Come on. Hey, the devil ain't stupid. He's the most cunning beast made. He's the most cunning beast. He's the most cunning creature, isn't he? Beast of burden, isn't he? Hallelujah. Proverbs 22. Hallelujah. You know how many marriages are broken up because the husband or wife went to bed angry? And they let it last for a long time? And still trying to prove that they're right? I ain't going to say anything. I'm the right one. And she's going to bed thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Remember, no one's right.
Amen.
Only him.
Amen.
That's where you need to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I've sinned against you.
Amen.
And then.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 22. In verse, I don't know. Yeah. Verse 24. Oh, good one. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let's start right at verse 24. Make no friendship with an angry man. And with a furious man, do not go. Lest you learn his ways and set a snare for your soul. That's the same thing as don't be unevenly yoked, right? In other words, don't hang around with one. You know, when we were in the world, we knew people that when they would drink, they were nuts. They get real angry. Then there's some people who drink and turn into a puppy. You know, but depending whatever the personality was, and you never knew if that puppy was going to turn into an angry or whatever. You know, depending on how many demons they had and so forth. But, you know, we have to be careful. We have to be careful. We don't want to hang around with people that are angry all the time. There are people that have such a chip on their shoulder. They choose not to be happy. And someone who chooses not to be happy is because they have unforgiveness towards someone or something. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Okay, let's go a little further. So we see there, you don't want to hang around with someone that's got a angry spirit, whatever, bitterness, unforgiveness, whatever it is. It says, do not be one of those who what? Shakes hands in a pledge. One of those who is surety for debts. If you have nothing which to pay, why should you take away your bed from under you? In other words, the Lord doesn't buy the seed, don't buy it. Amen? Because it's going to cause problems anyways, isn't it? So we don't want to hang around with those that are what we call unruly, angry. And there's nothing wrong with when you see someone that's angry and there's a righteous reason for them to be angry. But as you begin to see them go beyond what it should, there's nothing wrong with comforting that person, saying, listen, man, you're going beyond what you should. You know, you're going to open the door to demonic activity in your life. And we don't want to get to that area because we want to walk in the love of God. Remember, the Word tells us that love casts out all fear. There are people who are angry because they're afraid someone might find out about them. They're actually using anger to protect themselves so that people will stay away. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they don't want anybody to get near them because they're holding so much stuff. They don't want anybody to hear their clock ticking. Let's go a little further. So we see here that anger is related to vengeance and wrath and hatred and jealousy and so forth. 1 Kings chapter 16. 1 Kings chapter 16. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 16. Okay. Is everybody there? Read verse 2 with me, please. Inasmuch as I lifted you out of the dust and made you ruler over my people Israel, and you have walked away Jeroboam, and you have made my people Israel sin to provoke me to anger with their sins. So even God can get provoked to anger, can he? Well, if God can get provoked to anger, guess what? We can get provoked to anger, can't we? Amen? I just wanted you to see that. Would you go to Psalm 30? Now, if we don't stop the anger, it will turn to wrath. Amen? Next time, you know, you'll get around that person. Man, you'll just, you don't, unless you forgive them. Psalm 30. Hallelujah. Start at verse 4. Praise God. Psalm 30, verse 4. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name. For His anger is but for a moment, and His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. So we see if God's anger is only for a moment, praise God, so we're just going to have a moment of anger, right? A moment of anger. Go to Proverbs 15. You know, there may be a lot of things that, even the word upset is a representation of anger. You know what I'm saying? Somebody may upset you, and it's a representation of anger. It's just kind of a lower level, you know. But it's if you allow it that somebody who upset you go any further, it will turn to anger. But it will turn into unrighteous anger. Amen? Proverbs 15. Praise God. And verse 1. Everybody there? Oh, we need to read this one together, okay? Come on now. A soft answer turns away wrath. Say that again. A soft answer turns away wrath. One more time. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Oh, the devil loves to use people to put wood on the fire. Amen. Oh, he loves it. Somebody would be angry, and you'll throw him a harsh word. Man, this and that. Hey, man, you better... You know, that's not a harsh answer. It's just putting wood on the fire, isn't it? How about calming down? That's a soft answer, isn't it? If somebody came up to you and asked you something, you went, rah, 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 in return. What you're doing is being used to stir up anger. So it's important how we communicate with one another. Amen? It's important. That doesn't mean that you're going to be angry sometime. I mean, I was angry with a brother one day and shared some stuff. I was so angry, my wife picked my child up and left the room. It was righteous anger. It was righteous anger. Hello? How could that be righteous anger? You should have been there. In verse 3. Oh no, verse 2, I'm sorry. Back to 2. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. Do you understand that? So the tongue of the wise uses it wisely, because we have wisdom. Be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. You'll know when to rebuke. You'll know when you're supposed to do whatever if you're walking in the Spirit. But of course, you know, the devil likes to trigger us to get out of the Spirit. Now, you may not like what somebody's doing, but it doesn't mean that you have to sin about it. Hello?
Hello?
You know how many people sin because somebody else is doing something sinning already? And the devil uses you to sin right along with them. Don't even realize it. Let's repeat verse 2. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. Praise God. So we see a harsh word stirs up anger and can put wood on the fire. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn to Genesis 4. Genesis chapter 4. In verse 3, now Adam and Eve had two sons called Cain and Abel. And in verse 3 it says, in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of fruit of the ground to the Lord. Now you got to understand something. At that period of time, that was not acceptable. The reason for it is because when Adam and Eve left the Garden of Eden, the first sacrifice that was committed was by the Lord Himself when He killed an animal and He clothed Adam and Eve with the skins. What He did, He showed Adam and Eve exactly what pleased Him. Life for life. Okay. In verse 4 it says, and Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel in his offering. But he did not respect Cain in his offering. And Cain was what?
Very angry.
And his countenance fell. You ever notice someone gets angry, man, does their countenance fall? In fact, it looks like it expands, actually. I don't know. All of a sudden you see a tail growing and horns coming. Depending on how long they want the transformation to go on. In verse 6, so the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? You know, now God knew, didn't He? Do you understand that the Lord wanted He wanted Cain to understand why? So that's what God does to me and you. Do you understand that? He gives us a question, so it causes us to look. Why are you angry? And why is your countenance fallen? You know, Cain wouldn't recognize it if the Lord didn't tell him. Right? And what did He say? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. In other words, turn it around. And its desire is what? For you. But you should rule over it. Now let's read verse 7 again.
Amen.
If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. I mean, this is written in Genesis. Now you and I got the Holy Ghost. There is no excuse. That's why the Bible says that our righteousness better exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. But you and I have the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to say no to those things. Amen? We have the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit to go forward and to let righteous anger be righteous anger and not unrighteous anger.
Amen?
Amen? Psalm 97. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 97. Praise God. And verse 9. For you, Lord, are the most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love the Lord hate evil. Say that again. You who love the Lord hate evil. Hello? So we do have a right to hate. The only thing that you were to hate is evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is shown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Hallelujah. So the upright in heart will walk in joy, won't they? Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. So remember, if you love the Lord, you will hate evil. Anything beyond the boundaries is evil. We'll hate it. Amen?
Amen.
Praise be to God. Proverbs 6. Glory to the Lamb. Proverbs 6 and verse 16. You know, there have been people who have Holy Spirit has counseled with through me, and they couldn't shake sometimes using, or they'd fall. And one of the things was is because they didn't have a hatred for the drugs or for using. They didn't hate it. So they were still touching it. They played with it nonchalantly, like it was okay. They didn't hate it. And there was this brother that he came, got delivered, and so forth. And about a year later, he fell. And when he falls about three times in a row. And then he gets back up, and he's good for a year, and so forth. And I was like, Lord, what's up? And he said to me, lay hands on him and impart a desire of hatred for wickedness and for evil. So we did. And he went a long time. Then he got prideful. Mm-hmm. And he bit the dust again. We're supposed to hate pride.
Yeah.
Pride. That shakes hands with greed, doesn't it? That's what causes anger sometimes. We're prideful. What we want to do is stick up for what we believe is right. But it isn't. And even if it's right, it has no reason to cause anger. In Psalm 97, is that where I said? Proverbs 6. Thank you. Don't get angry now, right? In verse 16, let's read it together. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Wow. So God hates those, doesn't he? He doesn't hate the person, he hates the act. You understand that? Go to Matthew 5. Hallelujah. Verse 21. Oh, let's start at verse 20. Excuse me. Let's read it together. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. That's a powerful statement. That's a powerful statement. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. So there is a cause, isn't there? And whoever says to his brother, Raka, which means stupid, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hell, fire. Amen? So there is a cause for anger, isn't there? But we can't let it go beyond that. Amen? Let's close with James 1. No, we're not closing with James 1. Let's go to Titus 1. And then we'll go to James 1. Hallelujah. Simple, short, quick teaching. Thank you, Jesus. Titus 1. Titus 1. Hallelujah. And verse 7. Titus 1 and verse 7. Now, the bishop is a representation of an office. It says, for a bishop must be blameless, as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, holding fast a faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. Hallelujah. That's righteous anger.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's go to James 1. Glory to God. James chapter 1. And verse 19. Hallelujah. Let's read it together, verse 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Hello. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does. Amen. So let's be prepared. Amen? When you're triggered, take dominion. It's all right to be angry, but don't let it turn to unrighteous anger or wrath. Okay? Get ready. Everybody will be tested tomorrow. In fact, some of us may be tested before we go to bed tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your word. Let the anointing of your Spirit protect the seed. Stretch forth your hand, Lord, and remove every angry spirit and any unforgiveness in anyone in this house. Lord, if wherever there is conviction, let there be repentance. And wash us with the blood, Master. We curse every corruptible seed that's been imparted in us, committing it to wither and die, that only your righteous seed will grow and bear fruit for your glory. Fill us with your love and with your compassion, and cause us to walk in your ways, that we may be wise as serpents and gentle as doves, expanding your kingdom and bringing glory to your name, in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Hallelujah.